I mean, when you lie down, it's really like what you say, it's a total relax, you know.
Yeah. You are totally relaxed because you don't cross your leg. You don't restrict any of the chi flow. And you don't have to like force yourself to sit through and all those things. So the lying down posture is the most relaxed posture. But as you lie down, you can also move. Sometimes you can move like lean towards the left or the right, or adjust your posture mindfully within the meditation. Because sometimes the guests get trapped. When you do this type of meditation, you can know a lot of the byproduct become gaseous. Then it will cause you to release the gas or the fat and all those things. So you will know where it is blocked, and then you adjust your posture. It will come out, it will release. So all these are the more refined type of adjustment. But initially, what you go through is just that ability to be peaceful, relaxed, and become very naturally tranquil and still. That itself is good enough. Then you will go through that for quite a while. Before that, later on, when you have the understanding to be more and more relaxed, but that state of relaxation is actually an art. There are many, many levels and stages of relaxation. Initially, you think you already relaxed enough, but actually not yet. Then you try. Then with better understanding, when you are able to be just like totally relaxed until you are a dead person. That is really absolute ability to relax. Then every time you like lie down to rest, you are in that state of relaxation. Then you recuperate very fast. Oh, you become very calm, very peaceful, and very still, very fast. Oh, so all this you can try, and you will develop skill and understanding of it. That's why the lying down meditation is one of the most appropriate posture. But more important is the posture is up to us. Like the Buddha said, you can develop mindfulness in any posture, even under Kayanupassana. After Anapanasati, the training of the mind to be aware, you go into the four posture. Standing aware, walking aware, sitting aware, lying down aware. So these are the posture where you can develop mindfulness and awareness. That's why when it comes to meditation, mind training, for me is any posture as long as they are conducive and suitable for you. That's why finally I realized the lying down posture is the most conducive. So finally, I also did a lot of lying down. That's where I find myself able to go through the transformation. Then when I understood that, I started teaching that. Because it's like never taught before, this lying down posture. When you lie down, most people actually like have negative idea. What are you doing? Are you sleeping? Well, most people lie down, they sleep, they snore. So the problem with lying down is you cannot maintain awareness. But because I went through the training, I know I can maintain awareness. That's why I told you all, have faith, do it. Then when you are about to like become unconscious or drop into the subconscious and go into the sleep, you will know, because most people snore. The moment you snore, the awareness pick it up. So initially is just relax, maintain awareness. Then you will fall into the sleep because you are new. Never mind, let it happen. Then the snoring will happen. Initially, you may not be aware. You snore for a while, then only you become aware. If you're too tired, you tend to sleep. Then later on, as you become more and more stable and aware, then you have the ability to hear your own snoring. Then after that, most of the time, it's only one sound. Oh, before it even finish, you already aware. Then the awareness there. Aware. And until the next sound, and you are tired, you're about to fall into the subconscious or the unconscious, then again, you are awake. You maintain that training until the awareness become very stable. But if you are tired, the body really want to sleep, want to rest, then you just let it go to rest, let it sleep. Then forget about meditation, just sleep. Then after that, the moment you come out of that sleeping state, develop intention to be aware. Last time I remember, the moment I become conscious, I determine to be aware. Then from there, I aware my posture, then I mindfully arise, then I pay my respect wherever I am to the triple gem in any direction. Then after that, if I want to sit, I want to meditate, I will do it. Then later on, I make it a point in my house. When I come home, I will pay respect first. That time I was training, I always do that. Then before I leave the house, I also pay respect. I go to any temple. First thing I go to is the Shai Hall. Pay my respect. Then do my short routine, recitation. Then after that, I come out and mindfully move around. Then before I leave, I do it again. So all these are religious routine that you maintain so that the faith, the training is always there. And in between the daily mindfulness, determined to be aware every moment, every instant from inside out. That will stabilize your daily mindfulness. And this is how you train. Then when you have this type of training stability, you go to retreat, you settle down very fast. You are in the meditative state very fast. Then for us, because we have our classes Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, then sometime before the pandemic, we also have our monthly, our dana, then our spiritual trip. And at times, we also have our, what they call, gathering. So all this are very conducive for training our mind, developing mindfulness, awareness, Dhamma sharing, Dhamma activity, and the wholesomeness that arise is really limitless. Then with that type of understanding, that faith and the parami that you develop, you will progress very fast along the path of Dhamma. So all these are beautiful understanding and training and cultivation, which we really need to really seriously pay attention to and develop them.